Coming Up for Air by George Orwell. He's dead, but he won't lie down. Popular song. Part 1. 1. The idea really came to me the day I got my new false teeth. I remember the morning well. At about 7:45, I'd nipped out of bed and got into the bathroom just in time to shut the kids out. It was a beastly January morning with a dirty yellowish-gray sky. Down below, out of the little square of bathroom window, I could see the 10 yards by 5 of grass with a privet hedge round it and a bare patch in the middle that we call the back garden. There's the same back garden, same privets and same grass, behind every house in Ellesmere Road. Only difference, where there are no kids, there's no bare patch in the middle. I was trying to shave with a bluntish razor blade while the water ran into the bath. My face looked back at me out of the mirror, and underneath, in a tumbler of water on the little shelf over the wash basin, the teeth that belonged in the face. It was the temporary set that Warner, my dentist, had given me to wear while the new ones were being made. I haven't such a bad face, really. It's one of those bricky red faces that go with butter-colored hair and pale blue eyes. I've never gone gray or bald, thank God, and when I've got my teeth in, I probably don't look my age, which is 45. Making a mental note to buy razor blades, I got into the bath and started soaping. I soap my arms. I've got those kind of pudgy arms.